Are you in Washington or at home?
No, sir. I'm down in southeast Missouri.
Stu, we have looked over a good many men for membership on this marketing study, and they've come up with three outstanding fellows. One is Dr. Clodius of the University of Wisconsin, who's Phi Beta Kappa, University of California, and now is at Wisconsin. Another is Dr. Keel, Elmer Keel, who's Dean of the Agricultural School at the University of Missouri. He has a PhD from Harvard. He's very intelligent, liberal, unlike Clodius, more identified with the land-grant groups. He did his doctoral thesis on this very subject of food marketing. He might be a little cautious and conservative compared with the others. There's a fellow named Wilcox that we're considering now. This is a very important study for your meat people, because while you're getting about 25-30% less for your meat, the chain stores are still getting about the same price. The women are paying about the same.
Yeah.
I thought you might want to give a little look to this and see if you got any friend that knows Dr. Keel, or if you know him.
I know him well.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
What's your impression of him?
Well, I think he's a very good man, Mr. President. In our state, the leading farmer is Fred Henkel.
Yeah. Now, you've told me about him a good many times. He's the head of that farm
associate. He was in the finals when Orville was picked.
Yeah.
And also, he's now on the advisory board with Chris Herder. He's a German Republican, I believe, who nevertheless is 100% for you.
Mm-hmm.
The fellow who's going to take his place is a young fellow named Beckett, who I'm very high on. It's my recollection that as a result of initiation by Henkel, I have recommended Bill Beckett for the marketing committee. He is a very good man. He's the number two man in the Missouri Farmers Association. Now, Elmer Keel of the University of Missouri is a fine man in every way, a good man. And I only mentioned the latter so that
you won't get crossways. I didn't know that, but what I was doing, they were in here to urge one of the three men, Wilcox or Keel or Clodius from Wisconsin, and I thought of the ones running that you had the best problem. I mean, the one closest to me, I won't see it. You do all right. I knew you'd been raising hell with me about the beet situation, and what they're trying to do is get some outstanding professor or dean or intellectual in this field, a very difficult field of marketing.
Yeah.
That's not out raising cattle or running a chain store, but at the same time, we'll spend some time on it.
Well, now, could I have until Monday?
Yeah, you can have it as long as you want. I want to give it to you if this fellow will take it, and if you want it, and you can just tell him that this is the President's Commission. We're very interested in it. Judge Jones, the Chief Judge of the Court of Claims, who's retired, who was Chairman of the Agriculture Committee of the House for 15, 20 years. They came over, all the House members and some of the Senate, urged he take it, and the boys here, Ralph Dungan, others talked to him. He agreed to come back in retirement and serve on it, and they all, Orville and all of them, thought that he would be a bridge between the Congress that has some and the department. Then I named a Congressman Marshall from out in Minnesota who was a dirt farmer. I named a man who had been one of the great cowmen in the country, who was a Republican but retired, named Albert Mitchell from New Mexico. He's a great Hereford producer. He's the one that Tony got his Hereford cows from, the first ones, many years ago. But he's a very knowledgeable man, and he'll know your problem there. Then it gets down. I suggested today they take Charlie Luckman, Los Angeles, or some fella that I knew he'd had some experience in levers and marketing, and still wasn't tied in with me particularly. And they came up and said, no, they want some dean of some school, some intellectual, some fella that's got the economics background, has got a marketing background, that can really make a contribution, because this thing is. Freeman came over and talked to me and just says it's going to affect the whole economy and going to do more than anything else. Well, they say your man is consumer-oriented, all right, but that he's dean of your school, and he has a PhD from Harvard. He's very intelligent, and he's identified with your land-grant groups, and his doctoral thesis was on this very subject of food marketing.
So this would eliminate Beckett, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But he's eliminated anyway, I would imagine, because of the requirement that we try to get some top professor. Now, wait a minute. Let me ask Ralph, who's in here with me, and who serves these things up to me. And I'm not as well informed on them as I ought to be, but when I saw you in Missouri, I just said, let me call Symington and ask him, because a little thing might help him.
It would help me, and it's very
He's recommended Beckett, and he's very strong for Beckett, and Beckett is... the assistant to his man out there that runs the farm, Klingo, whatever his name is, Kinkle. And Beckett would do him the most good, but if Beckett would fit your needs. But what? He says he's a good man. He checked him out. He's not the man that. They want some PhD that's specialized in food marketing that can give them some leadership in how in the hell are we going to get to the farmer a fair price for his meat and the consumer a fair price that she's now paying and see what the hell's happened to it in between.
Well, it would be wonderful to get him from Missouri, and could tomorrow afternoon, could I call Ralph?
Yes, sir. What you do is you just take it and run with it from there and just say that you talk to him about one or two, or you talk to us about him, or that we talk to you about him, and that whatever you want to tell him, it helps you, and then tell Ralph what you want done about it.
Mr. President, I couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you. Well, do it, and if you think of anything along these lines, mention them to me personally or tell Ralph, and we'll help any way we can until after November.
I'm awfully grateful to you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Bye.